Commissioners, Chairman Colton, Director, my name is Mark Cook, and I'm with Wolves of the Rockies. I've just given you a handout, and to expedite this, I'm just going to read what I have. Internal Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks consumptive advocacy and the departure of following long-established and trusted procedures are becoming the norm and not the exception. Wolves of the Rockies has provided each commissioner and director with an information package on wolf regulations for the last 4 years with proposals. After reviewing the wolf regulations, proposals, listening to specific hearings that we also attended, nowhere on there did we see any mention of dogs being used to locate injured, trapped, and hunted wolves. Now, on the surface, this seems like a little thing, but it's not a little thing. It undermines your authority as commissioners, and it takes a public trust item and a process, the integrity of the process that we vet things with, and just puts it all aside for what individuals in the wildlife division want to have, but know they can't have if it's vetted properly. This has to stop. The process, the integrity of the process, and the undermining of the authority of the commission is vital. And it doesn't help the general public to know that things of this nature from individuals within the wildlife division are kind of backdooring and putting things on the proposal, not on the proposal, but in the hunting regulations without being vetted properly. That's wrong, and it has to stop. If you look at the highlighted section, you'll see there, I've made it as simple as possible so everybody can just kind of look at it and understand it. But that's crazy. There has to be some accountability to the public that the department, I'm not painting a department with a broad brush. The wildlife division can do this and get away with it. Today it's wolves. Tomorrow it might be something else. What happened we caught? That's wrong. Thank you for your time.
When did you identify this first showed up? Do you know?
Last year, in 2019, it came up. And I've just been sitting on it and wondering and wondering. And then when I took a combination of all the things, for example, without getting into it in detail, I'd gladly talk to each of you privately, but the legislative session bills that we pushed forward were undermined by the Wildlife Division.
Gentlemen, do you have any recollection of us taking an action item allowing dogs to unleashed, and us not chase, I understand what's going on here, but because it's really not a regulation in the affirmative, it's an exception to a ban, and the exception to the ban is you can use it to retrieve. Help me out here, Quentin, because, you know, we don't allow this with other big game species. I just think this would have been something that would have caught my attention, that if I was to vote on, you can use a dog to retrieve a wounded animal, that would have prompted me to think of.
I don't think we did anything with this on the commission level. I may have missed it, but Chairman, I would be surprised.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Director Williams, yeah, that equals my recollection. I don't remember this specific item as well. Where my mind goes, and we will certainly follow up to reach out to both to Mr. Cook and then to the Commission with what we find. But my mind goes to statutory language, and I wonder if statutory language was put into a regulation booklet post-legislative session. That then became part of the status quo adoption for the next season, and that's why you see commission rule, the CR there. I'm not saying that would address all of the concerns, but I wonder if that's the process that brought us to that language in this regulation today. That being said, we'll certainly follow up and see from whence it came and how it got to be where it is right now.
Quentin, When you say statutory language, do you think this language came out of a bill, legislative bill, then, or because if it came out, then it would be statutory, but you have this under commission rule, and I guess what I would say is if you find out this is not in statute, we somehow need to get this removed.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Stuker, and Director Williams, yeah, that's exactly right. And I do know there is statutory language to how dogs may be used. And so that's why I go to the statute and wonder if that's the pathway that came in, because I also don't recall. Memory being what it is, we'll also look to see if it was a specific item in front of the commission, but I do not recall that specific item either.
Yeah, I suspect there must be something in the – if there's not something in the statute, creating this retrieval method that's a problem.
It's a huge problem.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Stuker, other members of the commission, and Director Williams, yes, agreed. That's why, again, my mind went to the statute, and is there a – we'll visit with Lee. Yes, we will look into it. That's just my first thoughts that come to mind, is that somehow it came from statute, put in the book, and then as part of a status quo adoption was seen as a commission rule the next session. Or the next season set
process. The next cycle. But, so it would have been in the 27.
But we will confirm. We will confirm. That's just the only logical, in my mind, drawing on memory, that's the only logical explanation that I can come up with. We'll see how my memory is.
Mr. Chair. And Mr. Chair, Commissioners, I also, Mark, I would ask if we can have a follow-up meeting, and I would ask Ken to be there too, at least, and to follow up with your concerns. Yeah.
Anything else that wasn't on the agenda today? Nick.
There we go. I just wanted to bring up an issue that is been getting a lot of attention lately, and that is feral swine, and particularly Commissioner Stuker. It seems to be pushing down up in your country. But on November 15th, I'm sitting on a panel about this with the Invasive Species Council in Billings, and I realize you have a job, Commissioner Colton, but if you can make it, it's a Friday. The Department of Livestock deserved a lot of credit for the way the bill was written here, because you specifically cannot hunt them. And that was done for a specific reason. I mean, people in the Southeast release these things on people's property and then go ask permission to hunt them. And, you know, it frankly angers me in a state with 11 native big game species. I mean, these things are not good for our agriculture industry. They're not good for wildlife. They do. There's a lot of jokes about this, but it's a serious issue. And so hopefully we can keep them out of our state. They've been seen within 5 miles of the border. It seems to be just like CWD or other things, just squeezing in on Montana. Anyway, if you have a chance in Billings, it's the day after our second Grizzly Council meeting. But if any of you can make it, that'd be good. Thank you.
No, it's important. My father worked the last 10 years of his career for Wildlife Services, and he would go down and give check rides to the pilots in Texas that their sole responsibility was feral pigs from the air, and they're never going to get them under control. You can slow them, but
hunting is utterly ineffective at dealing with these things.
They're an unbelievably reproductive species. Anything else that we didn't discuss here today? Do I have a motion? It looks pretty empty. Region 1, do you have anything to say to us? You just there to turn the lights out? Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
We're adjourned.